Mistakes to avoid while executing online exam software. Assessing students online is here to stay in the times of COVID, but while conducting online exams, universities often make mistakes while executing online exam software. Online exam software helps in seamless and hassle-free assessment, but if universities are lured into opting for an assessment platform that has a lot of hurdles, then it can surely make the entire process extremely difficult. Furthermore, these mistakes can be detrimental while conducting the online exam and hamper the entire examination process, ranging from creating the online exam to furnishing the results. Thus, today's article deals with all the mistakes that should necessarily be avoided while executing online exam software. Mistakes to avoid while executing online exam software. Universities, while executing online exam software, should avoid the following mistakes. Opting for a software which is complex to use. Educational institutes often opt for online exam software, which is available at a cheaper cost. This kind of online assessment module results in schools having software with complex features that make it impossible for the faculty to create online exams easily. This is one mistake that should be avoided while executing online exam software, as complexity will only result in difficulty assessing students online. Preference should always be given to software for online exams, which, although it is a little costly, is user-friendly and easy to use. That's because online exam software with which teachers can easily create and conduct online exams aids in the seamless and hassle-free conduct of exams virtually. Preferring online exam software which is not secured. In COVID times, everything has shifted from offline to online, and even people now prefer relying on soft copies of documents rather than hard copies. Imagine a situation if anyone hacks the device in which educational institutions store all the important documents. This situation would land all the educational institutes into trouble, since it would hamper the entire administration and functioning of schools, colleges, but access to crucial data by the third party would also infringe the privacy of students. It could also result in the leaking of question papers before the exam day. Thus, to avoid this panic situation, preference should be given to the online exam software, which is secured from infringement of any kind. That will aid in ensuring successful conduction of students' assessment using online exam software. Not giving faculty training in using online exam software. As the entire process of teaching and assessing students has changed, it is time for even educational institutes to impart proper training to the faculty and make them aware of various features that can be used for imparting better online education. But this is one thing which institutes forget to undertake, and resultantly the teachers who have to use the new softwares are in a fix. To prevent this situation, one thing that educational institutes should consider and avoid while executing online exams is preferring software that is user-friendly and further giving proper faculty training on various aspects of the software. This training would undoubtedly aid them in not only creating online exams quickly but also using multiple features of online exam software for the students' betterment and well-being. Purchasing a software which does not have proctoring feature. For conducting online exams successfully, students mustn't resort to practices that are against the ethics of assessment. But when students are not under the observation of an invigilator and have the comfort of their home, they tend to use unfair means which are strictly prohibited. They also resort to cheating that cannot be detected even by invigilators. That hampers the entire examination process and creates doubt concerning the integrity of the whole examination that is conducted. To thus maintain the integrity of exams and confidence in the online system of analysis, educational institutes should opt for software that has a proctoring feature. With this proctoring feature, students, even before starting the exam, must present an ID to confirm their identity. Furthermore, they also have to give the proctor access to their camera, microphone, and the device on which they are taking the exam. Not only this, but even during the exam, The proctor with various types of proctoring will ensure that students cannot use anything that the examination body has prohibited. Selecting an online exam software which does not give teachers liberty to add any type of question. Questions in an exam form the basis of the entire exam structure, and it's based on this that the teachers assess students' performance. But imagine a situation when teachers have to restrict themselves to only asking particular types of questions and not having the freedom to ask any form of question they wish to. This would limit the teacher's freedom to assess students in the way they want to and consequently hamper student growth. Thus, another mistake that should strictly be avoided by educational institutes while executing online exam software is selecting a software where teachers have to restrict themselves with the type of question in the online exam. Preference should always be given to the software that enables teachers to ask any type of questions, be it image-based or formula-based questions. The students should also permit answers to the questions by creating diagrams and adding pictures for proper presentation. Choosing a software that does not display automatic results. Online exams can often turn into a nightmare for the teachers if the software does not display results automatically and in a detailed manner. Teachers in this online mode of learning through online classroom software are already under a lot of pressure. They have to prepare a lecture and prepare the same in such a manner that the students understand what is being taught. However, if teachers are also assigned to check students' answers online, they would be overburdened with work which would ultimately impact students only. Thus, to eliminate such a burden, preference should be given to the software that does not automatically display detailed results. Automatic display of results in an adequately analyzed manner would help the teachers focus on those areas of students that require attention. Selecting an online exam software provider which does not provide technical support. Imagine a situation where right before starting an online exam, the online exam software stops functioning or detects some malfunction or stops working in the middle of the exam and the vendor from which educational institutes purchased the same does not offer any technical support. This would result in the collapse of the entire examination schedule and disrupt the continuity of education. Thus, while executing online exam software for conducting exams online, the software should always be purchased from a provider that provides technical support and resolves grievances and glitches instantly. At PaySofts, the technical support makes its online exam software the preferable software amongst all the educational institutes. Universities' failure in providing students with mock tests. The advent of COVID has forced educational institutions to adopt methods of teaching which do not involve the physical presence of students and teachers. Adherence to this mode has resulted in universities and schools using online exam software to assess students online and online classroom software for taking online classes. This new way of online assessment can only be successful if students are first given practice through mock tests before conducting final exams. If universities fail to make students well-versed with the new process, the possibility of students restraining themselves from taking the new type of assessment might rise. Thus, to ensure students' active participation, educational institutes should avoid another mistake is failing to provide mock tests to students. The last words. Online exam software is one of the best inventions of humankind that has played a crucial role in ensuring continuity of education in these times of COVID that has wholly banned physical classes. This software's numerous features can result in a completely smooth exam like offline exams with the same success rate. However, to ensure the same, the university's schools must avoid some mistakes while executing the online exam software, which has been discussed elaborately above. Avoiding the same would ensure 1000% success in assessing students online. However, to ensure that educational institutes have made the best choice, they should always prefer PaySofts online exam software, which is available at reasonable prices for everyone. Its other features in the software make it class apart from other online exam software providers.